This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Almost one in four Coloradans experience a mental health issue or substance use disorder every year. This week on Cross Currents, I talk with Andrew Romanoff. He's the president and CEO of Mental Health Colorado, a nonprofit which advocates for mental health treatment. He's also a former speaker of the Colorado House of Representatives. We talked about what's being done to improve mental health care, both across the state and locally. So let's talk about the picture for mental health in Colorado.
It's a mixed story. I'd say we have done a better job as a state, in my view, in creating a crisis response system. It's not perfect. Obviously, there's still some gaps, gaps in part that groups like the Aspen Hope Center, which sponsored a presentation earlier this month, are trying to close. The good news here is that we've got a 24/7 crisis response line, a phone number that many Coloradans still aren't familiar with. I think we need to do a better job publicizing it. But if people call 844-493-TALK, they will find at the other end of the line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a trained mental health professional or a peer specialist. I think on the flip side, we haven't done a particularly good job around prevention and early intervention. If we're serious about addressing mental health, we need to intervene much earlier. In most cases, the symptoms of mental illness appear during adolescence for the first time. So we need to do a much better job. I'll just give a quick example at training teachers to spot some of these symptoms, not to treat or to diagnose mental illness, but at least to recognize some of those symptoms, engage parents, place more mental health professionals in our schools, really get services to kids when they need it rather than allowing them to fall behind or drop out or allow their mental health conditions to become much worse.
Let's talk more about the picture for our state. What gets you excited when you think about the future or the direction or some initiatives that are happening here?
So I'm glad that a lot of communities in Colorado are not waiting for Washington to help. You know, I was testifying in Eagle County not long ago to the Board of County Commissioners, which was had referred a measure to the ballot, a proposal to increase the marijuana tax and dedicate $1.2 million per year to mental health and substance use services. The chair of the County Commissioners asked me, should we wait for the federal government to solve this problem? And I said, Madam Chair, if you're waiting for Washington, this is going to be a very long meeting. So Eagle County didn't wait. The commissioners acted. They built a broad coalition, bipartisan group of community leaders. They asked the voters to impose this tax. And the voters said, yes, this measure 1A passed in Eagle County. We're not ready to declare victory on this front. But we hope that Eagle County's success and its approach may inspire other counties to take the same path.
That was Andrew Romanoff. To hear more of our conversation, tune into Cross Currents today at 3:30.